Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. We've got our beautiful stories of hope. This is an opportunity for me to highlight different individuals that are offering positive messages to uplift anyone out there that is struggling right now with trying to make sense of their life, the changes that are going on. So let me introduce you to our first guest, Nancy Candia. She is an author, internationally known yoga therapist who helps women in the second half of their life make peace with their past and find self-acceptance for them to step wholeheartedly into their purpose. She is the director of a nonprofit and a retreat leader and helps women in the second half of their life to gain that self-acceptance, to gain that confidence and reconcile with their past so that they can live a healthy purpose filled life. You can find Nancy. She is a mother of two adult daughters sitting near a creek, making baskets and helping her husband build their earth roof stone home in the woods. Now that sounds magical. Welcome to the show today, Nancy.
Oh, thank you, Cornelia. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you here. Now, you know, we were talking before the show today. What should we zero in on? What should we focus on today with the message, with your message? And so you were talking about that you specialize with chronic conditions, chronic illness, grief, anxiety. Now, how did you get to that place, right? How did you get to the place of offering that now as a service?
Oh, thank you for that question. So basically, I was a yoga teacher and I realized that, you know, I was just working more like the yoga exercise field. So I became a yoga therapist. And really what that does is take yoga modalities and really hone them into what are the most healing, not just like for exercise, but, you know, really healing modalities. And so I really felt like I wanted to, because I had been helped with yoga modalities, but I realized that kind of the yoga world hadn't made yoga very accessible. It was becoming more and more elite, more and more just for a certain demographic. And so my work as a director of a nonprofit that brings yoga modalities to populations that don't feel like they have that accessibility really led me to become this specialist and look at how trauma was affecting things like our breath, our nervous system, and how yoga modalities can help to retrain or rewire our brains, like with breath work, with movement and breath, not necessarily gymnastic looking things at all, just movement and breath, and meditation, particularly guided meditation. Because a lot of people just can't slow down and sit and shut their brain off. So how these more simple modalities gave people the skills that they could use themselves. They're free, right? They could teaching people how to help themselves. And so I was able to, you know, after specializing in that, just kind of get calls all around the world. In fact, I was in Uganda right when COVID hit, working with people who were working with child soldiers. People had been recruited as child soldiers to just people who were feeling challenged. And I've also worked with people in Europe, worked with veterans, worked with people that because of spinal injuries have to live in wheelchairs. So we're really taking this deep essence of what yoga has to offer and creating that sense where people can, you know, like if they come into my class, I can help them just like get to this place of peacefulness, but then take it a step farther and teach them how to create that for themselves. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because it helped me so much. It helped me with chronic depression. It helped me with I think some traumatic things that happened to me as a child and as an adult. But just to bring it into more current times, what I've seen with the pandemic is people really, like nervous systems really shifted on that kind of high stressy kind of place. And that's a part of our brain, like our brain is wired in that way. And where just simple practices like breathing practices and guided meditation, and if people are into it, movement and breath can help rewire the brain so that it stays in that place of peacefulness. And so it's been a really important tool during these last few years.
Totally. I can understand, you know, so many people are suffering. I mean, I want to say, you know, the entire world is going through a post-traumatic stress disorder at this stage of the game. And there isn't anybody that doesn't need that calming practice, that calming of the nervous system, that calming of your using the breath and working with your own energy, right?
Yeah.
So that,
and that's what, yeah.
So, yeah. So no,
that's what yoga is it's how we shift our energy, not having someone else do it, which is important sometimes, but then having your own self skills on how to shift your energy toward more peacefulness.
Yeah. You mentioned that you were in Uganda helping people over there. What was that like for you as a therapist and as a, you know, helping people in this way?
I think there was just like the same thing I see when I work anywhere, really, of yoga teachers knowing that yoga has helped them, but feeling stuck because they weren't given the skills on how to adapt these for people that aren't going to walk into a regular yoga class. So you could just see people like yoga teachers, and I do work with some healthcare providers too, just feel like, oh, this is how we make this accessible, and that the healing isn't in harder yoga poses. It's in the more simple work.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's that this sense of a lightness. And then when I work with people who have trauma or who have addiction issues, and then more recently when we had the opioid crisis really move toward helping people with chronic pain, these very simple exercises, practices that can really help with that. And there's science behind it. You know, the neuroscientists have already done all the studies. There's science behind how this works. And neuroscientists teach this stuff too.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you're out here doing this work. How do people that, you know, when you're doing your yoga work, how do people get in contact with you to find out more about the classes? I mean, is this a virtual class or is this an in-person class?
I do teach virtual classes, and I have, like during the pandemic, I put all my courses online. And so you can find me on social media at Nancy Candia all over the place. And then my website is nancycandia.com. And there's some freebies there, you know, that you can just, you know, download, get to know me a little bit. Some fun things on YouTube.
Yeah. And you just published a book.
Yes. I really wanted to focus on women in the second half of life and get these teachings to them. So I have a book called Present, The Art of Living Boldly in the Second Half of Life. And it's that simple piece of present, which is simple, but so elusive at the same time.
Now, where do they find this book? Do they find it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon right now. And then I'm putting it up on some other platforms too. So if you go to nancycandia.com, you can find out where it's being sold.
Yeah. What do you want to leave the audience with today? What is the message that you want to leave people with to, you know, offer that hope, to offer that inspiration, and to offer that that softness that you were talking about?
What I really want to tell people is that in the beginning, to sit and try and find that peacefulness by yourself is really hard, but it's a skill like any skill. It needs to be practiced, and you might need someone who's experienced to help you get on the path.
Yeah. So definitely it helps when you, because basically what you're doing is you're leaving one part of your life of patterns and habits of how you operated before, and you're moving onto another path. And sometimes it's just having that person, that facilitator, that therapist, that practitioner to help you make those positive new habits.
Exactly.
Right? So what was the name of your book again?
Oh, it's called Present, The Art of Living Boldly in the Second Half of Life.
Awesome. Well, everybody go get that book and definitely go check out NancyCandia.com.
Yep.
Right? NancyCandia.com.
Yes.
And check her out on Facebook as well. We want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and for offering the inspiration and helping to uplift all of those people that are ready for this next step in their life.
Well, thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. Stories of Hope is what we're talking about here today. My next guest is going to give us that. Alex Dumas is the life success creator for emerging leaders, coaches, and entrepreneurs. He's an expert in sales and marketing with a track record generating six figures in revenue and six-figure launches. Alex has a background in psychology and a decade of leadership experience in the nonprofit world. The most important thing about him are that he's a husband and a father and a dog dad, as well as the CEO of Abundance Daily Coaching and the host of the daily podcast, Love, Serve, Care. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. Great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. And so before we came on, we were talking about what is it that you want to really zero in on today? And you said you developed this acronym, WIN.
Yes.
And this is something that you use in your life, in business, and having fun and creating a success, but you use it all over in your life and you help clients with that. Tell us about that.
Yeah. A lot of that came from not winning, or at least what I perceived as not winning, of feeling lost, feeling aimless, feeling just despair in my life. You know, growing up, I had a very good good upbringing, family, friends, safe, everything was good, but inside I just couldn't get it together. I was not trusting myself, isolating from people, turning to drugs, being depressed, all these things. And through time, I started to get a better understanding through being coached, through finding my wife, through all these different things, through religion, or spirituality. The challenge for me was I wasn't really too tapped into my own worth. And that's why I start that WIN acronym with WIN, with the W first of worth, your own self-worth, really your own identity, because for most of us, I would say that's our essential question in life. Like, who am I? What am I doing here? What's my purpose? And when we don't have that, at least in my experience, when I didn't have that, I was able to be influenced by other people, other things that necessarily weren't aligned with who I really was, because my mother and my father didn't raise me to do or say things this way or do this way. But how is it that I'm falling into a crowd, or how is it that I'm being swayed by other people? And it really came down to, all right, let me forgive myself for these choices, these challenges, and then start really building my own worth and building my own success, success courtroom of what I, as I call it, right? Because in our minds, this is how I describe my mind. There's the prosecution, all these limiting beliefs, all these things that are trying to knock me down. And then I have to build up my defense, my courtroom of, well, these are things that people are saying about me. These are the successes I have, my track record. So that's one part of it. Then the next part is the I, which is integrity. And that's where I feel like the rubber meets the road of, there's plenty of times in my life I said, hey, I'll be there, you can count on me. I didn't come through. Hey, I'm going to do this for you, no problem. Didn't happen. And then, sure enough, things like that would happen for me. And you'd get frustrated, like, oh, why is this person treating me this way? Or why isn't this working out for me this way? It's like, well, what am I really committed to? And when I work with clients, when I work with people in my coaching practice, that's really the area I get deep with them on. I find a way to make it fun, you know, not make it like an accusation or condemn them, like, oh, bad, shame on you. But it's just like, let's really look at what you're committed to. What are you saying yes to in your life? And what are the things that we need to remove? The energy zappers, the time zappers, those things are draining us. And sure enough, that becomes fun when you can really step in confidence, like, hey, I know what I'm worth. I have integrity of my own self. I can keep my word. I can trust myself. Now, the last part of that is the end, the never-ending improvement is now the place I like to really think of it as fun, as a fun game, because it's so easy to be like, wow, I've done this. I've read this book. I've made it. I've arrived. And from my experience, there's no arrival. It's a constant game. It's a constant pursuit of growth and fulfillment. And knowing that there's mountains without tops that I'm just going to keep on going. I'll keep growing. I won't get frustrated like, why am I plateauing? Like, you're not plateauing. You're just at this place right now that it's not looking as fast, or you're not accelerating your goals or whatever you want to accomplish as fast as you think, but it's happening. You know, the slow progress is better than none. So those are my elements. It's not a template. It's not a three easy steps or anything like that. It's just, these are just things I noticed for myself. And then when I'm working with people, a lot of these things come up. They may say things like, I'm not confident, I don't know how to. It's really more about, all right, what are you really valuing about yourself? How are you not keeping your integrity? And are you just looking for the quick fix? Or are you really in this for the long haul? Are you really committed to this relationship, this business, this academic pursuit, whatever it is? So that's the long story short on the WIN.
You know, that's so wonderful. Everything you said, I just want to say that you're shining. You're shining, and it sounds to me like you became your own hero through your own process, and still becoming a man of high esteem. And through that, you know, you've grown into your own hero's journey, and know your value, you know your worth. And now you're living that and you're helping others as well to claim their value, to claim their worth with the, you know, the same way that you helped yourself through that process. And I just want to say the level of vulnerability that you are showing us today is admirable. To be able to say, you know, openly, I used to struggle with this, or I had this, or I had a low self-esteem, or I had low self-worth. And then you called yourself out on different things that where you were like, well, where's your integrity? You know, you weren't showing up for this. And you even said it, that you were not a man of your word.
Yeah. And it's a painful thing to experience in the moment, but you know, you can look, as I look back on it, it's like those were some of the best lessons, you know, whether it's something that I did or didn't do for my wife, for my kids, for friends and family. And you know, right, deep down inside, like, yeah, I gave this a good effort, but you didn't really give it your all. You didn't really do it with love. You didn't really do it with enthusiasm. And it eats at you. At least for me, it would eat at me. It's like, man, why didn't I do this? Right. And instead of playing the blame game of descending down of like, you're deficient, you're defective, you can't get this right, blah, blah, blah. I just started turning things around like, well, what do I do right? What am I good at? What am I strong at? You know, how do I help people? How do I make a difference in the world? And brick by brick, you know, it's not a snap your fingers process. It's really the long haul game, going deep and being willing to see that within yourself.
It's not easy to be an entrepreneur in this, you know, in this field, because especially in today's world. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur? Was that something that you knew as a young man?
Definitely not. Okay. My experience with my life has been, it was the script for most people, right? Go to school, get your job, you know, college, you know, all that stuff. And it wasn't really till I met my wife. We've been together for now 16 years as we're recording this, 12 years married. And she was always entrepreneurial. She was the one who was always starting up these businesses or getting involved with direct sales, network marketing. And it really wasn't until 2014 where I made that leap a little bit into, right, well, I'm going to try this out part-time, you know, try a network marketing thing. And that led me to the world of coaching in 2016 when I got introduced to it. And from there, what I found is that the more I get to find out about myself and go deep and get to work on healing myself, I get to do that with other people. I get to see that in others, their gifts, their brilliance. It's like, wow, this is amazing. It's a beautiful reciprocal gift.
You look so young. You know, I'm sure people tell you that. It's like, you look like you're, you know, 22 years old or something. You've been married for 16 years. So that's not, you know, you're definitely not 22. So anyway, what do you want to leave the audience with? You have a podcast that you're, is it a daily podcast?
Yeah, it's a daily 3-minute podcast. It's become more of an audio diary with different conversations and experiences I have. And I find a way to tie that in with the message of how it can help a coach build their business and their practice and really just navigate their life. So I find these different pieces of inspiration throughout my life every day. And I just condense it and focus it in 3 minutes.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So tell us where to check out that podcast at, and then also, you know, give us your social media handles and let us know where we can follow you and learn more about what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. The name of the show is Love, Serve, Care. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you have this app called Listen Notes, it has every single episode. So I'm getting close to 600 episodes so far. So if you want to be a maniac and listen to all 600, go for it on Listen Notes. And as far as connecting with me online, I'm at The Real Alex Dumas on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can find that handle in my website's therealalexdumas.com.
What a fabulous role model you are, Alex. I'm so honored to have met you today and really excited about the work that you're doing in the world, what you're doing, how you're living, how you're modeling, how you're showing up for yourself, how you're showing up for your kids, your family, and even your dog, your clients, and the people that you're serving is really admirable. Like I said, we need more people that are demonstrating this way of life and having the belief in themselves that they can, and that they can win, and that they can show up in their success. So we want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Alex.
Thank you, Cornelia. Appreciate you. Appreciate your audience. And for everyone out there, take care. God bless. Stay blessed.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. We're going to close out the show today. We want to thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Go check out our wonderful guests today that we've introduced you to. And now stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. We have Rosita Perez, Moving the World Forward. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you again here at 1 o'clock today for the next series of Stories of Hope. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.